welcome to another episode with Marbella Hybrid. This is a podcast all about what being a light worker is, inspiring others, and just sharing my experiences in the day-to-day life of what some people may call as a modern day shaman, or simply someone who's aware of just all the other sides of this multi-dimensional life. And so I just want to say hi, how are you, and welcome. So today's episode is going to be a little snippet of my blog post today, and it's all about two reasons on why you should connect with nature. Because, God oh God, let's just jump into it. Two reasons you want to connect with nature. Our lives are picture perfect, correct? Well, unless you actually have a perfect life, here are the two reasons you want to connect with nature. So let's just start off and say that physical nature is not the only thing I will talk about. Many times, and especially over the course of history, the developed human being has sought to find solutions for their problems outside of themselves, and there might be reason to seek outside of oneself, for we are human, and there is no shame in seeking help. But one underutilized resource can shed so much clarity to one's current life problems. And here's one reason you want to connect with nature. This resource is intuition and shadow work. One's true inner nature holds not only one's talents, but their perceived faults. Shadow work is a term used to describe self-reflection and integration of what one's shadow self might be. Now, shadow selves may be seen as faults, negative characteristics, or unwanted behavioral traits. The process of trusting your intuition is also done by integrating your shadow self. When you truly learn to use and love your faults, you will gain awareness on what your intuition has to communicate to guide you. Connecting with your inner true nature can bring the most powerful healing and growth. Going deep within to heal is easier said than done. It is a practice, hence shadow work. The tool that has shown most success is meditation and learning to respond before reacting to things. Emotions don't define oneself. However, they can allow an individual to experience great feeling. Shadow work is most successful when one practices observing an emotion, other than identifying and reacting to it. And this is what must also be mentioned. By all means and purposes, emotions are not meant to be suppressed. On the contrary, they best help release what one needs in the present moment. Connecting to the present moment is the awareness that gives direction for what to focus on if shadow work is something one wants to do. Now here's a second reason you want to connect with nature. Now this brings us to the second part of what we call physical nature. And that is actually one of the greatest reminders for living in the present moment. One can notice that physical nature can be beautiful, but also others may perceive it to be bad, ugly, or unwanted. Yet one can understand that all of physical nature has a purpose, from the beautiful springtime to those harsh winters. Nature has integrated its shadow self and embraces all its faults as tools to benefit the planet. One can come to see physical nature as the emotions of Earth. Earth does not identify itself as being solely its surface nature. Therefore, Earth understands its appearances and uses all its emotion to function as a celestial sphere in motion through the cosmos. Now, what the heck did that just mean? So you can actually kind of picture Earth, us, like a human. And us as humans, we have emotions. And Earth itself has nature. So, physical nature is a multitude of layers that holds meaning and purpose. Different seasons bring change, yet Earth itself knows that in order to perform its job as a celestial sphere in motion, it cannot put too much emphasis on whether the seasons are doing their job. It trusts the flow, and it has to, for the Earth too must go through difficult times. These difficult times are called pole shifts. Pole shifts cause disorder and chaos in the Earth's electromagnetic field. This takes place to mark a new cycle of life, and disorder is necessary for the old to collapse and the new to take hold. Yes, the Earth too can have its world flipped upside down, just like human life can. And that was a pun, because those of you who don't know what pole shifts are, it is exactly that. The poles on either side of the Earth shifting completely, almost opposite, and thus making the world flip, at least in its electromagnetic field. And so when humans connect with physical nature, it is a reminder and a practice to match at Earth's frequency. Because the energetic signature between human and Earth is similar. For humans, they wish to gain the same mastery of nature. Mastery lies in the practice of shadow work and trusting one's own intuition. Therefore, the more people know and understand their own inner nature, the balance between Earth and mankind can be restored. Podcast. It was really great to share that with you guys. All this information that I talk about is just straight up channeled through source. I just love to write what is called a creative process of automatic writing, and I would love to, you know, teach more people, you know, letting go and just allowing yourself to channel in anything you need to for what you want to share. And you know what? Just for you guys, I'm going to be giving out now a free guided meditation. And this is actually how to get out of the body. This is a mental and physical practice for you to allow yourself to let go. And I do it specifically with a really neat tool, just like all the shamans and druids did in the past, by using portals. Yes. So in this free guided meditation, just for you, I teach you how to get out of the body using portals. So head over to the description and make that download. Hope you guys enjoy it. All right, till the next time, see ya.